hearing was subdivision 2016-12, Redwood Phase 2, Dustin Berlinger.
Mr. Chairman, my motion for 2016-12, Redwood Phase 2, Dustin Berlinger, is for deferral at this time.
Second.
Moved and seconded to defer action on subdivision 2016-12, Redwood Phase 2, Dustin Berlinger. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next public hearing was conditional use number 2053, Red Dog Plumbing and Heating, care of Ken Wood.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we defer that. That's conditional use 2053, Red Dog Plumbing.
For further consideration?
Yes, for further consideration.
Second.
Moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2053, Red Dog Plumbing and Heating, care of Ken Wood. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Our next public hearing was conditional use number 2054, Utilisite Incorporated.
And Mr. Chairman, as usual, I'm ready to wing a motion on this one. Concerning conditional use number 2054, Utilisite Inc., my motion is for deferral to give the commission time for further consideration.
Second.
The move and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2054, Utilisite Incorporated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. All right, that completes our agenda for the evening. I have one item of business. Pleased to report that Mr. Ross will be making his debut as a vice chairman on September 8th because I will be out of town for that meeting. So you will have Mr. Ross. Now, what that means is if there's anybody else that's not going to be here, because this guy's probably not going to be here, you're going to have a three-person commission that night.
I might be sitting out there.
But
throwing darts.
You know, unless we can talk you into one more month. Can't we talk you into one more month?
I gave the council 2 months' notice to come up with a replacement. If they haven't come up with a replacement by then, then so be it.
What was the date again? Which meeting?
The 8th.
You know, when I accepted the vice chairman,
you never thought
one of the deals was that you would show up.
Well, as I was sharing with Ms. Cornwell today, I miss about one meeting a year, and September 8th is going to be it. So
that is the meeting date. So just to everybody's benefit, revisiting signs, by the time it got back to council, and I it was a good process because, as you recall, there was an introduced ordinance.
Yeah.
There was an alternate ordinance that Mr. Hutt proposed.
With ours.
There was the commission's, which adopted a fair amount of what Mr. Hutt proposed, but it was the third version. At council.
Now there's a fourth version.
That it sort of encapsulates what council took into account. I will say, I think they took into account a lot of the information that was in the Hutt and planning and zoning versions. There were certain outliers that weren't.
But right.
Anyway, it got to the point where council was concerned and talked to legal staff, including Everett myself, that this is different enough from what the public hearings considered that the public ought to have a chance to see it again. So, like you said, the fourth version, I think,
yeah,
was introduced, and it takes into account council's sort of consensus on all the issues. So that's going to be the public hearing and all this other stuff, but that's going to be on September 8th. Hopefully, I think a lot of it was sort of consensus between the sign industry. Frankly, we didn't really have any public input to speak of that much on the signs, I'll be honest. There wasn't a lot. It was all industry. So there's not a lot that's, I think, in dispute, so it shouldn't be that difficult of a hearing.
I think they want to push it.
We'll probably only have three commissioners here.
Yeah, well, the issue is we got that moratorium. That's why. And I don't know when it was scheduled. If
you
they
put realize. It on for the 28th?
Yeah. Can we push it up?
August 28th?
Council's going to hear it on the 28th.
We can't, and we can't advertise it for the 28th. That was the other issue. So.
What if special meeting?
Yeah.
It's already advertised.
Well, yeah, it's already advertised, right?
Well, I mean, I'm not saying there'll be a problem with a decision, because I think that's been washed and dried.
I think it'll probably, yeah, I'm not sure it would change the outcome.
I mean, how much can you change at this point? You know, I mean, it's, due diligence has been done, but still, only three commissioners.
Yeah, right.
Well, just make sure you guys show up. Mr. Burton?
I'll be here.
Okay. Mr. Hudson?
I'll be here.
I can't guarantee anything.
Yeah, we know. I guess you could, I guess you could patch me in from Chicago.
Oh, that would be interesting. I know where you're going to be in Chicago, because I gave you a reference.
No Facebook, though.
No.
Just voice.
Don't even want to hear.
Just audio.
All righty.
Anything else we go to the order? Mr. Lank, have anything?
Nope.
Ms. Cornwell, Mr. Brandaway, everything? Okay. We adjourn.